The NCAA tournament and the first movie on iTunes are ready for download. The PS3, delayed. iTunes gaining market share and Apple's next media event just in time for April Fools. Today is Thursday, March 16th, 2006. This is Jason Katz with The In. The entire NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament is now available on iTunes. You can join the fun for the low price of $19.99. You get all 63 games in condensed versions as they finish. Apple calls it a season pass. Just so you know, you can also get a March Madness preview show free on iTunes. The first full-length movie available for purchase on iTunes was posted, taken down, and then reposted hours later on iTunes. Originally, High School Musical, a Disney Channel original movie, was posted on iTunes for the low price of $1.99. It was taken off iTunes hours later and reposted at the medium price of $9.99. I find it cool that iTunes is now hosting movies, but I find $9.99 not an ideal price point, considering you can get most movies on DVD at around that price, then convert them to play on your iPod. DVDs are also supposedly higher quality and more versatile. The PS3, Sony's new gaming system to combat the Xbox 360, was announced delayed yesterday due to delays on finalizing Blu-ray technology. According to the Associated Press, Ken Kurtige, head of Sony's video game division, made the announcement yesterday that it would not be able to release the new system until November, just in time for the holiday season. The PS3 was supposed to be launched this spring. At the press conference Wednesday, Kurtige said he'd like to apologize for the delay. iTunes is supposed to pass Reels Real Player in streaming media by unique users. iTunes is predicted to surpass Reels Real Player by mid-2006 in individual users streaming media. At that time, Apple's iTunes will supposedly have around 30 million users, whereas Microsoft's Windows Media Player will have around 80 million and Real Player 28 million. My view, this is of course a good thing for Apple, and hopefully the halo effect from the iPod will further Apple's market share and eventually surpass Microsoft. Apple CEO Steve Jobs hinted at Macworld 2006 that there would be an Apple media event to celebrate Apple's 30th year anniversary. According to Apple Insider, Apple is considering holding an event immediately before or just after April 1st, which is Apple's anniversary. April 1st falls on a Sunday, so it'll probably be on the Saturday before or the Tuesday after. Apple is expected to release new consumer-level laptops dubbed MacBooks and will probably release some iPod-related products. And that concludes today's edition of All Things Mac. If you enjoyed the show, you can vote for me at www.podcastalley.com. Just search for All Things Mac and submit your vote. I didn't realize that this podcast goes worldwide. I'd like to send a shout-out to all my friends across the globe, specifically in Spain. Gracias por escuchando a mi podcast. Yo me aprecio tus comentarios. For those of you who don't speak Spanish, I said or tried to say thanks for listening to my podcast. I appreciate your comments. I'd like to give a shout-out to David in Rancho Cucamonga. I just have to say that you live in the sweetest named town I've ever heard. You can talk about the show at allthingsmac.formco.com. If you have something to say to me, you can email me at applejackg5@gmail.com. Thanks to Posing for Pennies for providing the music. You can check them out at www.myspace.com/posingforpennies. Posing for Pennies will be having more than one song in the future, but for now, I Want You in My Pants is all they've got. Thanks for listening. Jason Katz, out.
Now we're walking hand in hand.
She doesn't know, she tries to understand.
That good and bad, I can't distinguish. There's a fire in my pants that I can't extinguish. Tell me that you want me. Tell me that you need me. But when I tell you, you're my beauty queen, here's what I really